the priestly ethos. What is the benefit of faith when the life is impure? John Chrysostom. All priests are expected to adhere to ethical principles and high standards of Orthodox faith and living as outlined in the Bible, liturgy, and the patristic tradition, all of which are held to be essential to their ministry. The term ethos. The term ethics stems from the Greek term ethos, an accustomed place, custom and habit, or ethos, customs, manners, and traditions. In the New Testament, it denotes a custom, usage, prescribed by the law, Acts 6:14, 15, 15:1, 25, 16. A rite or ceremony, Luke 2:42, a custom, a habit, or manner, Luke 22:39, John 19:40, Hebrew 10:25. So we have the custom of the priesthood, the custom of the feast, the personal, social, and national customs, or the inherited customs. Morality is the expression of the person's proper ethos according to his nature, kataphysin. The kataphysin is not to obey external rules, but to become as person that which one truly is by the living according to his nature created by God. By the same token, sin is not the transgression of some impersonal law, but the failure to become oneself and follow the plan of creation. It is called paraphysin, contrary to nature. Dichotomy of clergy and laity. There should be no dichotomy between clergy and laity on the level of moral life. There is only one ethical theology for both clergy and laity in the Orthodox Church. Commandments and counsels. Some may believe that there are commandments and counsels in Christianity. Commandments are directed to all the believers, and the counsels are for the minority, that is, the clergy and monastics who seek perfection. This attitude introduces an aristocratic division in the church. The call for perfection is addressed to all the faithful. Be perfect as your Father in heaven is perfect, Matthew 5:48. Morality is not related just to a minority of Christians, but to every person. There is a distinction, however, between the commandments and some voluntary offerings like monastic life, according to Maximus the Confessor. Morality is given to every person, and the commandments of God are not administrative regulations of which some people are exempted, but they are signs of liberty. There are differences in human response to God according to the gift of God and according to the spiritual struggle for which we strive. We as priests must have a greater response according to the gift of God to us to be church leaders. We have as well special gifts which are entrusted to us for the edification of the faithful. Therefore, we are called to play an ethical role model to our parishioners. Our common goal consists of the continuous love of God and of the divine things. It is a sacred vision which nourishes the intellect, the nous, and divinizes everything that rising up to it. Our church is hierarchical, that is, directs everything towards the sphere of holy. Hierarchy is teaching the one below it. The three orders of the priesthood, according to Dionysius the Areopagite, equal to the three stages of perfection. The deacons purify the catechumens, penitents. The priests illuminate the laity who are able to receive the intelligible truth. The hierarchs are those who reached theosis and reach a more perfect life. The apostle said, "We know that in everything God works for the good with those who love Him, who are called according to His purpose." Romans 8:28. The honesty of purpose makes us ministers and priests for the congregation. For if our ministry reaches the external being only, without the internal being, it profits the congregation nothing. Even Simon Magus was baptized, but was not enlightened. Though he dipped his body in water, he enlightened not his heart with the Spirit. His body went down and came up, but his soul was not buried with Christ, nor raised with him. See Acts 8:13.